service where we all take part and you bring your songs and your testimonies, and we're just going to minister to one another this morning. And about 3 weeks ago, I was in Cambodia. And, you know, I go across to Cambodia to work with a group of women who've been saved out of the sex trade, and then we provide a way for them to make income. And so I was out there teaching them about art and how to use art for income. And so one day we went to the killing fields in Cambodia. For those of you who remember, it's not that long ago. In 1975 to 79, there was a horrendous genocide in Cambodia, and there were 3 million, around, they don't even know the figures, but it could be more, 3 million people killed. And we visited the killing fields where they would kill them, and we saw the mass graves, and there's still bits of bodies coming up when the rainy season comes. And it's so horrific. And I just remember just standing there thinking, this was 1975. There was a lot of weeping that went on in this place. The very same year I was born, in Upney Hospital in Barking. And hopefully my mum and dad were full of joy. So one side of the world, there's somebody full of joy. And the other side of the world, there was 3 million people being killed under a communist regime. Some of them were killed because they wore glasses. Some were killed because they played an instrument. Some were killed because they were too intellectual. There was all kinds of crazy reasons why these beautiful people were put to death, children. Now, in the same way, we're in a room today where there will be people who are weeping and there will be people who are really in the midst of a real joy fest. You know, a new baby, a wedding approaching. Maybe you've lost your job, and maybe there's things going on in your life that are causing deep grief. And the Lord said to me that in this season, the church will be known for their weeping as much as their laughter. And so I believe the Holy Spirit's going to do something in us this morning that's going to cause some of us to weep and some of us to laugh. And I just want to know if that's okay with you. Is that okay? I don't know how he's going to do it. I just know he does it. And especially for the men, that men feel as though they can weep. It's a very manly thing to do. And I know that because Jesus wept. And he's the greatest man who ever lived. So we give you permission, men, to weep this morning, if you're so led by the Spirit to do so. Now I want to take you to the tomb of Lazarus. And outside the tomb of Lazarus, Jesus knew that Lazarus was going to be risen from the dead. He knew what the outcome was going to be. Yet when he met Mary, and especially when he met Martha, he was moved to tears. And it says Jesus wept. And nobody bottled up his tears on that day. His tears fell to the ground in Bethany, and they would have sunk into the sand. And then they would have been caused to go up into the atmosphere and rain down on us time and time again. And everything that Jesus does multiplies, right? So surely his tears even multiplied. And there is all of this moisture that came from the eye sockets of Jesus pouring on us daily. His tears are with us this morning, mingled with our tears. I don't know what the Lord's going to do through this service. He's given me a few hints, but I'm going to start at the tears of Jesus. Jesus wept, even though he knew full well that death would be defeated and that Lazarus would rise and come alive. Jesus wept. Some might say he was wasting his time, but his tears now mingle with yours and mine, leading us to our own resurrection. His tears were not necessary, but they flowed. He knows our highs, He knows our lows. He is ever present in our suffering and pain. So come sit at His feet again. Sit at His feet again. Choose what is better. It won't be taken away. So come sit at His feet again. Oh. You see, Mary hid in the house, didn't come out to greet Jesus when He arrived to see the family as they grieved for Lazarus' death. She didn't come running out like she would have done over the months before. She stayed hidden away, and Martha had to go and get her. It was always the other way around. Mary was always the one at the feet of Jesus. But you today may really be struggling when we come to worship God, and it's because of some situation, something in your life that's causing you to grieve. And I want you to know this morning that Jesus grieves and Jesus knows how to cry. He knows how to weep. It's a manly thing to do. So bring your tears this morning and know that Jesus wept. And I don't know what the Lord's going to do with you this morning, but I know it will be good for you. So Holy Spirit, just move around this room. And for those who are in deep sorrow and deep grief, I just pray right now they would know your presence. You are close to the morning. So close, so very, very close to the broken in spirit. So close. What good is it for us to rush ahead with the rest of the service and not give moments to this? Come, do your healing. Come do your healing. Yeah. Yes, Lord. Have your way in this place, Lord. Yeah. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. The comforter of all comforters is in this room right now. Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Actually, in that story, isn't it interesting that when Jesus began to pray for Lazarus to come out of the tomb, the first thing he did, he said, thank you, Father. He said, thank you, Father. Nothing had happened yet, but he said, thank you, Father. So let's just spend some moments. I don't know what you're grieving over, but let's say, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, you've got me. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, you've got me. Just sing that out. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Lord, you've got me. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Lord, you've got me. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, yes. Thank you, Lord, you've got me.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord,
you've got me. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We're so grateful. I'm so grateful to see Narinda here this morning. I don't know if any of you have clocked, he's there in the flesh, but in the spirit as well. I'd love for you to just come and just share what's on your heart, and we'll sing whatever song you choose.
Amen. Good morning, church. This morning, I've come to encourage you. We can all say we believe in Jesus, we can all say we believe in God, but where's the evidence? Where is the evidence that God is here? God is Jesus. Where is he? And I told Glenn, I was speaking to him a couple of days on the phone, and I said to him, the evidence is that when we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Saviour, we change from the inside. the spirit, the seed, it comes in and we start practicing. We go and read the word daily. We go to church. We start spending time with the Father in his presence. And our life is transformed. It's changed. I didn't want to commit fully because I thought, no, I'm not sure I can be a good boy. I'm not sure because youngsters, 19 years old, very living in the flesh, drinking beer, the good life. Yeah, we want some of the good life. And I thought, I'm not sure I can go to church and give all that up. And my grandfather said, he said, Narinda, he said, God knows you. He made you. He said, let God worry about all those things. You just do this. Commit, ask Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Believe in Jesus. And when you die, when the time comes for you to die, you will be in heaven. You will have eternal, everlasting life in Jesus. And so that's what I did. 50 years later, actually I'm 63, so it's a little bit later. It's a long time. It's a long time anyway. So yeah, there's times where we feel, Lord, where are you? God, where are you? And he just reminds us. When I was in hospital, diagnosed with a tumor, with cancer in the brain, I thought about it, and I thought, it's nothing to God. If he can raise someone from the dead, what's cancer? It's nothing. So I didn't fear. So the advice I gave myself is the same advice I would give anyone who's down in the dumps, feeling miserable because they've got a life-threatening disease, many in this church. I see their faces, sad, horrible, feeling miserable. I said, what's wrong? And they said, oh, I've got breast cancer, got this. And I said, okay, look, I'll pray for you. I said, but take some healing scripture. For the believers will lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. I said, we'll do that. But I said, you take the scripture and dwell upon it. Read it, get it on the inside of you. Get that seed on the inside of you and let that seed have life. Let it sprout healing. If God says, I am Jehovah Rapha, he's telling the truth. He is the God that heals thee. So, yeah, I've taken it, believed it. And so when I was in hospital and in the ward, I said to my son, I said, Sean, get me some healing scripture. And I said, just print it off, bring it in. He said, okay. So he brought it to me and encouraged me. It was Isaiah 41:10. And when I got this, it was as if God was looking at me in the eye, pointing his finger at me, saying, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. There's nowhere else you need to look. I'm already with you. Yeah, of course he is, because his word says he will never leave us nor forsake us. So I thought, yeah, okay, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord. You've started a work. You're going to finish it. And Lord, I've told the Lord, I said, yeah, Lord, I'm believing you for this. I'm believing you for full healing. And I will encourage you today. For when you speak, God hears you. Be careful, because what you write, what you text, God sees it. Because I was rebuked for it. God rebuked me and I said, sorry, Lord, I shouldn't be doing this. I said, sorry, Lord, forgive me. I repent. And let me have a clean hands and a pure heart so that I can follow you, Lord, with a clear conscience, with a clear mind. So I give God all the praise, all the glory. So now, when I go to the hospital, have my chemotherapy, have my radiotherapy. Now, I went to the hospital Friday, and it was all good news. They said, first of all, they said, yeah, we looked at the scan, the MRI scan. They said, your body's responding well. Good news. Thank you, Lord. Everything. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for your finished works. And they said, yeah, the chemo, the radiotherapy, all good. They said, your blood is good. I had to keep saying thank you. And everywhere I went, it was as if the nurses, they was hitting on me. They were saying, you're looking well, looking good. And I was thinking, hold on. And I was saying, thank you, Lord. God is working in the background. You know, you might be feeling miserable. You might be feeling sorry for yourself. But God is working in the background. He's doing the good work. I'm walking and people saying, you don't even look like you've got anything wrong with you. God is good. He's looking after me. He's looking after every single need. Whatever need I have, God has provided it. He is Jehovah Jireh, our provider. He is Jehovah Rapha, our healer. He is Lord Jesus. He is my friend. He is my father. He is everything that I need. So be encouraged. Don't give up on the sick. We've got the whole church praying for me, for others. Don't give up. God can heal you. He's healed me. So what's the difference between me and you? There's no difference. We are his sons and daughters. He loves us. What can separate us from the love of God? Nothing. 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 So be encouraged. Draw close to the Father. Yeah, draw close to God and he will draw close to you. So just come before him. Just get on your knees. Shut the door. Close your eyes. Be in one with the Spirit of God, with God. Tell him your problems. Tell him everything. Just be with God in his presence. There's no greater place. And it will fill you. Fill you with strength. Fill you with whatever you need. Whether you're down in the dumps, you feel good, you raise your hand, you'll start praising him. Because he is so good. He loves us. He loves us so much. So, yeah. Be encouraged. Keep walking forward. Don't give up. Determination. So as I am prayed for, I'll go and start walking in my healing. So as I'm prayed, I'll start walking to the parks. In the hospital, I used to walk from the ward to the coffee shop. They said, what are you doing? I said, what? I'm only walking. I'm only exercising. I don't want to waste away in the bed. Yeah. But the way I was looking at it, now God has healed me. I'm going to start walking in my healing. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Glory to God.
Is this the right one? Majesty, wherever I am found in the empty-handed, but alive in your ways. Majesty. Majesty. Come stand if you want to stand. Majesty. Your grace has found me just as I am.
Your grace has found me just as I am.
Empty-handed but alive in your hands.
Empty-handed but alive in your hands.
Sing majesty.
Majesty. Majesty.
Found me, oh,
grace has found me just as I am.
Empty-handed,
but alive in your hands.
Singing majesty,
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 majesty.
Forever I'm changed,
forever. Changed by your love, in the presence of your majesty.
You may be here this morning and actually you do need a touch from the Lord, and you know you need a physical healing. Could you give me a wave if that's you, if you know that you are in need of physical healing? Awesome. Godfrey and Narinda, would you mind just praying for these folk who need prayer? And that would just be beautiful. I don't know if Noel, you'd be great company too. Why don't you come and pray? Get your hands around these people. Put your hands up again if you need prayer. Okay, so there's more than... All right, so what we'll do, if all of you who need prayer, if you want to make your way to the back, and do you know what? I even bought some oil. Woo woo! Always. Say some oil. Or did I?
Forever I am changed by your love. In the presence.
Anybody else who needs prayer for healing,
majesty.
If you go to Godfrey there in that brown jumper, awesome.
Majesty.
Anyone anyone else need a prayer for healing? That's it. Get around and pray. Yeah.
Your grace has found me just as I am.
Yeah.
Empty-handed, but a life in your hands.
Don't resist this movement. You know, some of you, you're scared to move, but actually walk to where they're praying. Walk to where they're praying. Yeah.
Forever changed, forever I am changed by your love. In the presence of your majesty,
oh majesty, oh
majesty,
majesty,
majesty. Forever changed by your love, in the presence of your majesty,
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 majesty.
Of your majesty.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for loving me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. This is what he's doing in the house today. He's loving us in a unique way, in a very different for many of us. And we just want to be open to every way that the Spirit wants to come and move amongst us this morning. And, yeah. Some of you know that you're dusty. Some of you know that you're dusty. And the Lord wants to renew the wineskins for the new wine this morning. And you know you're dusty. And you know that you're like an old wineskin and you need to be renewed this morning. And the Lord wants to just move amongst us this morning. And I'm just going to, you know, John the Baptist was in prison. He was a strange man, right? Lived in the wilderness, wore camel skin, ate locusts. He was an unusual guy, but he knew what he knew. And he knew that Jesus was the coming Messiah. And he was so excited when he saw him whilst he was baptizing people. And Jesus came, he saw his cousin. And he says, oh, holy, holy, holy. Ooh, the one in who, I can't even hold his sandals, let alone baptize him. He's holy, holy. He takes away the sins of the world. And he had his idea of what it was Jesus was going to do. And Jesus didn't work in the way that John the Baptist thought he was going to work. So when John the Baptist was in prison, his disciples, John the Baptist's disciples, were feeding back to him all that Jesus was doing and was not doing. And they said, you know, Jesus is having dinner with tax collectors and with prostitutes, he's eating with the sinners. And it just didn't sit right with John the Baptist. And he sent a message back saying, are you really the Messiah, or are we going to have to wait for somebody else? Because it didn't fit. And Jesus' response was, hey, you can't put new wine in an old wineskin. And he's just saying, look, I'm the something new. Things are going to be new. And he says, you know, if you put wine into an old wineskin, it's already stretched as far as it's going to stretch. And I think for some of you this morning, you know you've stretched as far as you can stretch, and there's nothing else God can put in you because you're going to burst, and you just need to be renewed. And I don't know how that's going to look, but we're going to ask the Holy Spirit to do that now. Who here believes that they are an old wineskin and they are now unstretching? They are unstretchable. There's no elasticity left in them. Some of the things that might highlight that is that you feel dusty. Some of the ways that might highlight that is that you've become rather opinionated. Maybe you've even become very offendable. Maybe things have got under your skin which never used to get under your skin. I don't know how it is manifesting in your life, but you know that you need to be made a new wineskin. You may be here today and you've never become a Christian. I know for sure then you definitely need a new wineskin. And the Lord wants to make you a new creation so that he can fill you up to overflowing with his precious Holy Spirit. So if you know that that's you and you need a new wineskin, that you've become dusty, I just want you to be open for him to do that. We'll sing this song over you. It might help, but it might not. If you just need to get on your face, get on your face. If you need to walk into the aisle, and if you walk into the aisle, somebody will pray for you, then you do that. If you just need to sit and have a little conversation with the Holy Spirit, do that. But we are going to move from just being strangers, and we are going to become family, and then we are going to become hospital, and then we are going to become an army of God. And this is how it works. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 So, in the crushing.
In the crushing. In the pressing, you are making new wine. In the soil I now surrender, you are breaking new ground.
In the crushing,
in the crushing,
in the pressing.
In the pressing, you are making new wine.
In the soil,
in the soil I now surrender, you are breaking new ground.
So I yield to you and to your careful hand. When I trust you, I don't need to understand. Amen?
So make me a vessel. Make me an offering. Make me whatever you want me to be. 'Cause I came here with nothing but all you have given me. Jesus, bring new wine out of me.
Make me a vessel.
Make me a vessel.
Make me an offering.
Make me an offering.
Oh, yes.
Make me whatever you want me to be.
'Cause I
came here with nothing but all you have given me. Jesus, bring the new wine out of me.
Where there's new wine, where there is new wine,
there is new power, and there is a freedom, and the kingdom is here. So I lay down my old flesh to carry the new fire today.
New wine, there is new power. Do you need new power?
Where there is new wine, there is new power, and there is a freedom. The kingdom is near.
I lay down
my old flesh
to carry your flesh,
to carry your new fire today.
For those of you who might right now are experiencing some unknowns. I know that Lorinda, when he was talking about cancer, many of you will know my mum was diagnosed with terminal cancer 2 weeks ago. And they said, there's absolutely nothing we can do for you. And I was like, my mum's not practicing Christian or anything like that. But this was amazing to me because I thought to myself, I thought all the stuff you think about cancer, and I did war in my prayer room, but then the Lord just says, Helen, trust me. Trust me, I'm doing a new thing here. Just trust me. And so my mum sent me a text a couple of days ago. It was on Tuesday. I said, Helen, I've just come out the optician's. And she asked me about my medical history, so I told her. And she said, oh, I'm a Christian, can I pray for you? And I said, wow. And she says, I want to pray for you, I'm a Christian. And it could have cost her a job, right? So she prays for my mum. My mum comes out, the first thing she does is text me. And she says, Helen, it's so weird. How did I, number one, know she was a Christian? As soon as I walked through the door, I knew she was a Christian. I asked her, I said, did she wear socks and sandals? She said, no. She had a big belt and great big cross around her neck. No, but she just knew. And I said, you know what, mum? God's doing a new thing in you. So at the moment, he's doing something in your physical body, but he's also doing something in your spiritual body and in your spiritual self. And so don't be worried. Don't be anxious. Don't be concerned. He is a good God, a good Father. You may not know how he's going to do it, but he'll do it. Somehow he will bring something good. He will make sweet wine out of my mother's life. He will make sweet wine come out of this prognosis. He'll make sweet stuff come out of this. I don't know how he does it, but who he can testify, he's done it time and time again for them. He has, right? So I'm laying down the need to know the hows and the whys and the wherefores. And I'm holding on to the truth, which is that cancer will not devour my mother. Cancer will not. Physically, but spiritually, will certainly not. Certainly not. And she's going to come through to a real revelation of who Jesus is, a loving father, in that optician's room with her. You know, it's amazing, isn't it? Some of us have got to give up our rights to telling God the way he's going to do things and the way he's going to shape things. And I think that's where the Holy Spirit wants to go now. So we're going to sing it again and just allow the Holy Spirit to minister to you. And I'm not going to tell the Holy Spirit what to do. Just let him do what he does. But there's a crushing going on. Amen? There's a pressing. So let's sing in the crushing. In the crushing. In the pressing. You are making. Why? Yeah. In the soil I now surrender, you are breaking new ground. So I yield, so I yield to you into your careful hands. When I trust you, I don't need to understand. Make me a vessel. Make me an offering. Make me whatever you want me to be. 'Cause I came here with nothing. All you have given me, Jesus, bring a new wine out of me. Jesus, bring a new wine out of me. Come on, ask him. Jesus, bring a new wine out of me. Jesus, Jesus, bring a new wine out of me. Jesus, bring a new wine out of me. Where there is new wine, there is new power.
Sing that again.
Where there is new wine, there is new power.
We need the power. Come on. I don't know what life is like for you. I need more power. More love, more grace, more power, more, Lord. And I need more freedom. And we as a church need more freedom. We need to be able to throw up my hands and praise you again. We need the freedom to say, I'll dance in your presence until you come again. We need the freedom. We've got to be free, church, and we've got to be able to move and marry up with what we're singing. I don't want to be fake. Come on, white light, let's dare ourselves, right? What song do you most struggle to sing, but you sing it because everyone's singing it, but you know that you don't quite marry up to those words? Come on, pick the most audacious song, and Jermaine, who's amazing, will help us to sing it. I'm trading my sorrows. Who struggled with that song? I have seasons where I struggle with that song, totally. That's such a good choice. Woo! Now, if you really struggle with it, and actually you know this is a biggie for you, join the worship team and get behind a microphone. And it doesn't even matter if you sing in tune. It doesn't matter. Are you ready? I'm trading my song. Come on, where are you?
I'm trading my
shame. I'm laying them down.
I'm laying down.
Yeah. For the joy of the Lord. I'm trading.
I'm trading.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trading my pain.
I'm laying them down, down,
down.
For the joy of the Lord. Say yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen. Say yes, yes to your will and your way. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, 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 Lord.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord,
yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen. I'm pressed but not crushed. I'm pressed but not crushed. Persecuted, not abandoned. Struck down but not destroyed. His point on the curse and his promise will endure. And his joy is gonna be my strength. Though the sorrow may last for I'm trading my
sorrow.
I'm trading my shame.
I'm trading my shame.
I'm laying them down.
Down
for the joy of the Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord,
yes, yes, Lord,
yes, 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 yes,
yes,
yes,
Lord, yes, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, amen.
Yeah, 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 yeah,
yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord,
yes, yes, Lord, amen. I just couldn't help myself to come out. Most of you know what's going on. We're going to Nigeria this week for my dad's funeral. We had service of songs yesterday in church. Powerful. And I feel tears in me, and I see tears around. We're all in different places. I was touched by the way you started. This is church, this is life. Some of us rejoice, and some of us in time, it's time to sorrow. There is time for everything. And this word ministered to me, and I want to share, because I realized I'm not just the one crying. I'm not just the one facing stuff. People are facing stuff. Psalm 56 from verse 8. The Bible says, God keeps track of all my sorrows. He has collected all my tears in his bottle. You have recorded each one in your book. Imagine that. That detailed. And it says, my enemies will retreat when I call to him for help. This I know, God is on my side. Say to yourself, God is on your side. God is on our side. Come on. I praise God for what he has promised. Yes, I praise the Lord for what he has promised. I trust in you, God. So why should I be afraid? What can mere mortal do to us? What can sickness do to us? What can that situation be? Let's continue to put our trust in God. And I'm going to change the song a bit, because there is a song that I woke up with when it was very sore, because I was in the room when Dad died. It was very sore, and I've never seen someone die. That was my first time. People at the service of songs heard the testimony yesterday. I cried in my sleep, and my husband knows, you are sleeping and you're crying. I've never experienced that before. And the song just came out, and it says, God is my father, and Jesus is my brother, and the blessed Holy Spirit is my friend. Come on, church, help me. The devil is no relation, for I'm a new creation. I'm a member of the family of the Lord. I sing, God is my father, and Jesus is my brother, and the blessed Holy Spirit is my friend. The devil is no relation. The devil is no relation, for I'm a new creation. I'm a member of the family of the Lord. Can we dance to it? Yeah, come on. God is my father, and Jesus is my brother, and the blessed Holy Spirit is my friend. The devil is no relation, for I'm a new creation. I'm a member of the family of the Lord. One more time, let's say God. Say, God is my father, and Jesus is my brother, and the blessed Holy Spirit is my friend. The devil is no relation. The devil is no relation, for I'm a new creation. I'm a member of the family of the Lord. God is my father, and Jesus is my brother, and the blessed Holy Spirit is my friend. The devil is no relation, for I'm a new creation. I'm a member of the family of the Lord.
Did you write that?
I like that.
Did you write it?
I didn't write it. It's a common Nigerian.
Is it?
Praise and worship.
I thought you said you wrote it. I was like, oh, I'm so
No, I didn't. It just came out from my spirit when I was sleeping. And I just started singing. Like, the Holy Spirit just reminded me, come on, God is your father. What else do you want?
People don't understand how amazing this is, that you are in the midst of your grief and yet you're singing. You know, you're in the midst of your grief. You're even blinging.
I have to encourage myself in the Lord. It is tough. It is tough. It's a long journey going to Nigeria. I'm the first. A lot of decisions to be made. I'm taking the body home. And Daddy has set a big standard that I can't fill. Only God have to help me. I can't, 2,000 people for a funeral. Sorry, I can't. Only God have to help us. So I have to encourage myself, because everybody's looking up to me. Sister, where you have to do this?
Babs, Brother Babs, come. So we're going to pray for you. And we're going to lay hands on you.
That's fine.
Yeah, and we're going to family you. And anybody here who, you don't have to know Opiemi to know Opiemi. Opiemi is louder than life. Like, she's all that she looks at is who she is. Like, this is an amazing woman of God. I honour you, like, massively honour you. And I honour your parents for the way that they have parented you, and the way that we now get the benefit of being family with you. So Babs, we're going to pray, and we're going to pray with Babs earnestly. We're going to get on the plane with you in the spirit. We're going to get on the plane, off the plane with you in the spirit. We're going to move with you to all of the different places you have to be, and we're going to pray that the Lord will just be, well, I'm going to let Babs pray. Look at what I'm doing here. So I'm going to leave you with a microphone, because I got a feeling you might sing at the end.
Let's pray. But before I pray, I just want to share something with you. You know, when you worship God, your worship goes up like fragrance. There's a song that says, first it was... Come on, speak up. First it was... your worship becomes fragrance. And fragrance becomes fire. Wow. And yeah, first it was worship. No. First it was a fragrance.
Okay.
Yeah. Then it was this fire. And what the guy was saying in the song is that when you worship God, your worship goes up like fragrance. Then God responds with power. Mountains start to move. Yeah, the earth shakes. And then fire comes out. As you go to Nigeria, God's fire has already gone before you.
Amen.
God's fire has already gone before you.
Amen.
All these challenges you are thinking about, all these difficulties you are thinking about, in the name of Jesus, they've been resolved.
Amen.
The fire of the Holy Spirit that comes down in response to your worship, going up to the King of Kings, is already at work.
Amen.
So my prayer for you, where's your, is your husband here?
Yes.
Come, let's pray for the family together. Ade, come. I know what it is like to go to Nigeria for a funeral. Going to Nigeria alone is fearful. Then when you're going for a funeral, it's even double. But when your praise has gone up, and the fire of God has gone before you, the devil is a liar. So Father Lord, we commit this family into your hands. Lord, we thank you for the life of her father. We thank you, Lord, for your blessings upon the family. But Lord, in this difficult time, Lord, we ask you to be their strength.
Amen.
To be their shield.
Amen.
To be their provider.
Amen.
And Lord, as they set out to Nigeria, Lord, protect their going out.
Amen.
And their coming in.
Amen.
Every need of theirs, Lord, we know you have met it according to your riches in glory.
Yes.
By Christ Jesus.
Amen.
So Ade and Opeyemi, may the Lord bless you.
Amen.
May the Lord comfort you and
Amen.
Strengthen you. May he give you wisdom.
Amen.
The things that you are worrying about, I believe God has already provided.
Amen.
So just trust in him. Rest in his provision.
Amen.
And remember, your God is not a man that he should lie.
Yes.
He's not the son of man that he should. If he promised you something, he's already done it.
Yes.
It's just that, like Helen was saying, we worry about the how. Let's leave the house for God.
Yes.
God will provide for your family at this time.
Amen.
In every department.
Amen.
Whether it is emotional, whether it is spiritual,
Amen.
Whether it is financial. Amen. He will also protect you.
Amen.
All the bad things we hear, it will not be your portion.
Amen.
You will go, you will come back with testimonies.
Amen.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Jesus, for the love that you have given us. We could never repay you with all hearts. We wanna say we thank you.
Yes. Oh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the family of God. This is what belonging is. This is what family is. You've been standing a long time. If you want to sit, feel free. Just be really free this morning. I know that we haven't got long. We've just got a few minutes. And I just want to just spend a moment and just ask the Holy Spirit if there's anything left undone, unsaid. And it might not be that I then have to bring it. It might be that actually it's weighing on you to bring it. So I just want you to be open to that. And if it is, don't be hesitant. Be family. Just come up. What's the worst thing that could happen? Yeah,
excellent. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I just want to, you know, in this country where we're living today, where everyone is mourning, unfortunately, the church joins in and they mourn. We are the light of the earth. We need to show the world that, come on, we are in the world, but we are not of the world. So, I just want to sing this song, and anyone who knows the song, join me. And this is the song we used to sing when I was in the Bible school. You know, Shaba, our dean say, you know, said, let me teach you this song. It might sound like a song, but it is a song that we were singing when we didn't have money in the pocket to go back home, when I didn't have money to pay my fees, and somebody, an angel, paid all my Bible school fees. So this song goes like this. Wonder way, hey, wonder way, Jesus is good to me. Wonder way, wonder way, Jesus is good to me. He butter me bread, he sugar me tea. Wonder way, Jesus is good. Come on, join me. Wonder way, Jesus is good to me. Wonder way, Jesus is good to me. Come on, wonder way, Jesus is good to me. He butter me bread, woo! He sugar my teeth. Wonder way, he butter my bread. He sugar my teeth. Wonder way, good to me. Wonder way, come on. Wonder way, Jesus is good to me. Wonder way, yes. Wonder way, Jesus is good to me. He butter me bread. Hey. He sugar my teeth. Wonder way, Jesus is good to me. He butter my bread. Sugar my tea, wonder way, good to me. Woo! You know, we are laughing today, but that time in the Bible school, we were crying. Tears all over, snot all over. God, you butter me bread. I don't know, I heard some of you saying my bread, but we say, you butter me bread. And you sugar me tea. Me tea. And we lacked nothing. During that time, God provided fees. God provided transport money. He provided, of course, one time I was chucked out of the house because I couldn't pay the rent. But God showed me, you're going to walk. And I said to my mom, I saw myself walking with a little black briefcase, and God said, go, I'll be with you. My mom said, oh, could that be God? And I said, uh-huh. And one woman in the church saw me 2 minutes. He said, sorry, gift, are you coming all the way from Romford to Notting Hill Gates to the Bible school? I said, uh-huh. He said, why didn't you come and leave me in my house? And so I lived in a house in the city, coming from Romford. God's provision. So what are you asking for God today?
Come on.
God is a provider. Amen. He will provide your need in these times of crisis. God will never leave you. God will never forsake you. He is our provider. But if you confess it, if you believe it, Jesus said, your faith has healed you. Your faith today, sister, will carry you. His goodness is running after us. I've been a locum for more than 25 years. I've never gone a day we without work. One day I preach, I'm fired. And then I tell them, no, don't be sorry. God is taking me to another place for my assignment. So don't give up. Speak it. One doctor said to me, Gift, you don't have to speak it to patients. He said, just to show your character, they will repent. And I said, how can I, if Jesus here on earth, he did not show only with his character, he spoke. So I will speak. And they said to me, Gift, can you separate your job and your Jesus? I said, I can't, because he's inside of me. So he tells me to speak, I speak. They say to us, so do you speak to all of them about Jesus? I said, no. They said, so who do you speak to about Jesus? I said, if I tell you who I speak to, I'll be preaching to you because you don't want me to preach. And they said, tell us. And I preached to them from Genesis to Revelation.
room. Oh, it's amazing. Oh. If you have lack in the house today, and if you have need of the Lord to do something for you in terms of income or anything like that, please have tea. What's your name, my sister? Gift. She is a gift. Speak to Gift. Ask her to pray for you. Ask her to lay hands on you. I'll be first in that queue. I need some of what she's got. There's a new wineskin right there. How beautiful is that? Amen. Listen, it's really interesting because if you come and look at this book that I haven't even turned the page, but I had all of these different scriptures, all of these different things, right? Just little bits. And I knew that they didn't string together, but the Lord said, it's okay, it will all turn up. And if you look through that book, you'll see everything that's been said and spoken by you is in that book. Now, if I'd have delivered it, it would have come with only my revelation. But you've delivered it. 10 or 12 people have delivered God's message this morning. So it's come from so many different testimonies. There's so much more power in that. That's family. That's family. Please, minister one to another. Please, get on the phone to one another. Encourage one another. Please, don't be leaving it for the leadership of this church to do. Look, I think it's interesting that God took them all away today to different places. They're ministering in other places. Do you know what I mean? I think it's interesting. While they're not here, can we please step up as a church? And I know you think, well, Helen, you're never here. How can you say that? Well, I'm never here because I'm doing God's assignment for me. But whilst you're here every Sunday, listen, I just want to put it out there. Glenn puts the chairs out. And he's not proud to do it. He's not too proud to do it. But wouldn't it be better for you if he was sat in a room just composing himself, getting ready to deliver the word of God? I'm just saying, guys, minister to one another's needs. Pauline, who you are, just if only, well, both Paulines actually, I heard you preached a wonderful sermon last week. But I'm looking at Pauline at the back, whose heart is about community and joining the dots in community. This is what has happened here this morning, and it should be happening all the time. And maybe it is, maybe I'm sure it is. Is it? It is, thank God. So more Lord. And may our church be known as a church of a new wineskin. That actually we will be elastic, we will be pliable, we will be movable, and we will be full with a fermenting wine that gets better and better and better. And may this community outside these walls taste and see that the Lord is good. If you're here today and you have never given your heart to Jesus, I just want to give you an opportunity right now. Let's bow our heads and just ask the Lord to just move around this room. Holy Spirit. The song that OPME brought was about being part of a family. And you may have a great family on earth, but I tell you, there's nothing like the family of God. It is wide stretching, wide reaching. It covers the planet. There's nothing like being a child of God. Because his help is forever present. His gaze is always on you. You're never away from him. When you rise in the morning, he's there. And when you go to bed at night, he's there. I want to invite you today to just lay down your life and say, Jesus, come, live in me. I want to be a new creation. Everything that I've ever done wrong, everything I've ever thought wrong, everything I've ever done that just falls short of the mark, God, would you just take it away right now and cleanse me? I want to be clean. And the Bible says he is faithful to take all that you've done and remove it as far from you as the east is from the west. And he chooses to forget all of your wrongdoing, all of my wrongdoing. He chooses to forget. And if you acknowledge that Jesus is the Son of God, that he died on a cross for you more than 2,000 years ago to take upon himself the punishment that you deserved. And he rose 3 days later and he conquered death and sin forever and for always. If that is the God you want to put your trust in this morning, I want to tell you you're in good company. We have set our hearts on him. We have trusted him
for many years. I'm sure that if you added all the years that we've walked with Jesus, it would come to more than 2,000 years. And he has been good, and he has been kind, and he has been ever-present. He has been faithful, he has been just, and he's for you. So ask him to just deliver you from all of that, to heal you and to clean you and to fill you up with his Holy Spirit. Nothing will bring him greater joy. You don't have to twist his arm this morning. He's waited a long time for this. Hallelujah. So just look up, people, and just ask the person to your left and your right, are you okay? Do you need prayer for anything? Anything at all? Don't leave this place without receiving the prayer that you need. And it doesn't have to be a long-winded prayer. You can say, I need prayer, but I've got to go. So it could be a quick prayer. Hallelujah. But we're family. Yes. And we've got an offering bag being shook at me. Yes. There's an offering. Okay. So we're going to take up the offering, and whilst we do that, okay, yeah, so anybody here who's carrying a new ministry, anybody, it's a new ministry, it's been since lockdown, it's a new thing, could you just stand to your feet? Something creative or something new that you're doing for Jesus. Yeah, you don't have to tell anyone what it is, don't worry, just stand if that's you. We just want to cover you with prayer this morning. I think there's more. And for some of you, it's simply only an idea, you haven't even stepped into it yet, so you're not standing up. But we've heard today that actually, when you've heard the sound and you walk towards it, it's already happened. So why don't you stand up as well? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, I want to thank you that you have continued to pour into us. Woo. And I look out at these beautiful people and I just see fresh, new, elastic wineskins filled to overflowing. And firstly, I want to pray, God, that they would not burst, that they would be pliable. I pray, God, that you would give every provision to them as they seek to do your will. I pray, God, that you continue to inspire and to lead them and to guide them and use them for your glory. Thank you for the idea that you dropped in their spirit that is now taking on muscle and is starting to move. May these ministries that are now standing become so luminous, so bright in a dark world. May they be the city on the hill. Oh, Lord, do more than they could ever ask or imagine. Now, the rest of the body, can we just start to pray? If you're around one of these people, can you don't ask them what they're doing, but could you just start to pray and pray as the Spirit leads you? So it might mean that you have to move and get out of your comfort zone, but can you just open your eyes for a second so that everybody's covered? Yeah, be family. So open your eyes. If someone's standing up and there's nobody around them with a hand on their shoulder, it means they need prayer. That's it. Awesome. I think everyone's covered. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And now we're involved now. We're all praying. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 And when we're going to sing and take the collection. And, yeah. What's the name of your ministry? Because it went off on your phone.
Step Aside.
Step Aside. I don't know if anybody here gets Lewis's WhatsApp messages in the mornings. They ping at about 6 in the morning, sometimes 5 in the morning. Thanks for that, brother. 5 in the morning, ping. And I get it twice, ping, because it's not enough to just get it once. Do you get it twice as well? I get it twice. Double blessing. Double blessing. But it blesses me, and sometimes, actually, it would be good for you to ask Lewis, could I be on your WhatsApp group? Could you ping me over that? And there might be people here who are ready to say what it is that God's birthing in them, but get connected and plugged into what God's doing. Be a part of it. This is really, really beautiful, what God's laid on Lewis's heart. The Father's heart just coming out in spoken word, and it's just so powerful and it's so beautiful. So you may want to hook up with Lewis in a minute over a cup of tea and ask him a bit more about it. We're going to sing. We're going to take the offering. It's been an unusual morning, right? It's been like, yeah, God's in the room and God's doing what God does. There's so many songs I could pick. But what song do you want to sing? Jermaine hates it when I do that. Look at that. Did you hear that? It's like, oh, here we go. I was all set up. I'm joking. I know you don't hate it. I thank God for you. Do you have a song on your heart? Was it you who had a song on your heart? That's it. I think that would be really... So, and everyone here know Angela? Good. So Angela came in this morning and said, what's the song on your heart this morning? And her song is...
Oh, Happy Day.
The old version, not the new one. Right, so we're going to go there. But before we go there, we're going to start going around with the offering. That's fine. But I want to say to you, Jesus wept, even though he knew full well that the death would be defeated and that Lazarus would rise and come alive. Jesus wept. Some might say he was wasting his time, but his tears now mingle with yours and mine, leading us to our own little resurrections. His tears were not necessary, but they flowed. He knows our highs, he knows our lows. He is ever present in our suffering and pain. Sit at his feet again. We'll be on that plane flying off to Nigeria. How long's the flight? 6 hours. Oh, you're going to know the presence of God over those 6 hours, and you'll know we're with you, we're with you, we're with you. But here's the joyous thing. Jesus sings, and he laughs, and he dances, and brings joy into every morning so that we can arise. Come alive, Jesus sings, and he celebrates every win, and he knows how to enter in, just like he did when he dove down from the heavens into our story. His tears were not necessary, but they flowed. He knows your highs and he knows your lows. He is ever present in our suffering and pain. So sit at his feet again. And we're going to sing Oh Happy Day like we've never sung it before, because we know he sings and he laughs and he dances as well. But if there's anyone here with lingering tears, please come. Let us pray with you. Pauline would love to pray with you. Who here would just love to pray with anybody this morning? Just feel full up. We'll come down the front then, shall we? Those people will come down the front, and then you know there's people here to pray for you. Would you like to close in prayer?
Father, thank you for your presence. Is this coming out? Father, thank you for your goodness. Thank you, Father, that you are ready to meet every need, because you are a loving Father. Thank you for the presence of other believers. Let them be filled today with your love. Let them be filled with courage, joy, thankfulness, because we serve the one true living God, the creator of heaven and earth. We bless you, O Lord. Father, stay with us as we walk, as we talk to you. Father, thank you for the new ministry, for these new people that have come up. Lord, don't stop there. Carry on, because there are many here who want to hear from you, who want to do your work, Lord. We are ready, Lord. Lord, ready to be obedient to you. Here I am, Lord. Use me. Bless you, Father. We love you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
So look, I would like a choir up here. Sister, you showed us how well you sing. Please come. Please come. I know you won't miss this opportunity. We need you. Who else would like to do? Helena, I would love for you to join the choir. You know this song. It's Oh Happy Day. You know this song, right? I think you know this song. You Bonky, you're already there. You're already there. Join the choir, please. We need some men. Any tenors in the house? Any men willing? Willing? Noel, yes, of course you can come. Yes, it doesn't matter if you can sing. You can smile. Yes, Joe, we need that high-ranging tenor up there. We need that. Come on, Joe, we need you. We need you. Babs, we need the bass. Come on, let's have a choir this morning. Angela, you're going to lead us, so you take this microphone.
Happy day. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day!
Jesus was.
When 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 Jesus was. Keep
Be blessed, everyone. If you could help us with the chairs, that would be beautiful.